What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler, and today I'm excited to have a very special guest on the show. Haim, I'm going to let you kind of like pronounce your name for me because I don't want to butcher it. Like I don't want to insult my guest. You know what I'm saying? So
sure. It's Haim Maman Palman. Haim
there you Maman go. Palman. Okay. So the great thing about his name is that it rhymes. So if you can get that to roll off the tongue, then you're good to go. So, I'm really excited to have Haim on the show here. Haim is actually one of our clients for Color Media. So we do all of his content production and distribution. So obviously we're going to be plugging all of that stuff. So everything that we're going to talk about in the show today is going to be linked in the description below. So make sure you do go give Haim a follow on Facebook, Instagram. We're going to be doing YouTube a lot now, and just like we'll have all of that link below for you guys. So make sure you go give him a follow. All this content's fantastic. And Haim actually has a very, very like good connection with me because he doesn't just talk about real estate, doesn't just talk about business, entrepreneurship. Talks a lot about family, talks a lot about travel and that kind of stuff. And I love traveling. I love my family. And so that's very near and dear to like where I get the feels as well. And so you guys aren't going to just get like this massive dosage of real estate content and entrepreneur content and all that stuff. It's going to be very mixed. And our team's working hard to actually get that mixture in there. And it's and for all that to blend together. Because it's, and Haim likes to say, it's a lifestyle thing. And so that's actually one of the directions we're going to take this conversation with for him, is building your marketing around the lifestyle that you're actually trying to achieve. And I can assume what direction he's going to go in with that, but we'll let him talk about that. But before we get into it, guys, if you have not already, make sure you have subscribed to this podcast. A lot of great shows that have been going on. And I've got some secrets too, that we're going to actually be coming out with a book for the show. So yes, like if you've ever heard of Tools of Titans with Tim Ferriss, or the Ask Gary V book, Gary Vaynerchuk has a book as well. Like all they did was transcribe all the podcast shows, organize the content, and then put that into a book. That's what we're doing with this as well. So we're going to be talking all things marketing in this book. I don't have an official announcement out yet. Just be on the lookout for it. And you can go to reimarketingweekly.com to keep up to date on that. And also follow me on all my social accounts And on that website as well, you can actually get the show notes for this show and every other show we've had in the past. So all the resources we list, all any quotes that we're talking about, talking points, all that stuff. So REIMarketingWeekly.com. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please, after the show, not right now, but after this show, after we're done wrapping it up and everything, not right now, go back to the review page and I would much appreciate a 5-star review. Thank you so much for leaving that. And then reach out to me if you have any questions, josh@colormedia.com. So, Chaim, let's get this started, man. Let's get it rolling. So what I want you to do for my guests is to introduce yourself, who you are, what you do. Don't be humble. Like we need the context of what has made Chaim into the person that he is today. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and share my story. So I live in San Francisco, originally from Israel. Been doing real estate full time since 2015. When I got started, my only goal was to quit my 9-to-5 job. That was my goal. I wanted to quit my 9-to-5 job. I didn't want to work for a boss. I wanted to create my own value. I wanted to travel more with my family. I wanted to spend more time, work from home and from coffee places. That was my vision. So worked hard, hustle, grind for 2 years until made this a reality on September 30th, 2015. It's my Independence Day.
Oh man, you got the date. That's awesome.
We celebrate it. It's the Independence Day for in the Palman family. Quit my job, went all time, all in, full-time real estate investor, and been able to scale. I started with virtual wholesaling, was my main strategy initially. Then kind of evolved, have been doing fix and flip in San Francisco in a high-end market. So going from high volume, low spread type model with big team, shifted to low volume, high spread deals. So I can just make more by doing less. Again, my guiding principle is to make more, work less, so I can play more. So that's pretty much was my journey. I'm a family man, work from home. My kids are here and like to work from home. I don't like big team. I don't like an office. Just want to get in and out, make money and travel and have quality time with the family.
Yeah, absolutely. And this guy, he actually like takes action on what he's talking about as well, guys. So you could see that reflected in the actual content that we put out on his platforms for him as well. And him speaking into that content and bringing everything that he's talking about to life. So again, make sure you do go follow him, but thank you for that introduction. So I know we're going to go in a specific direction, but I have a really quick question. So you're in the San Francisco market. Is that the only market that you've operated in since you started?
No, I started virtually. First of all, I started locally, locally buying rentals in California. Yeah. After buying two rentals, I ran out of money. So started to look for properties in lower value properties. So started to invest in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
And when I was doing virtual deals, I was primarily in Memphis, Tennessee. I was doing deals in New Orleans and also in Little Rock. So that's... But again, I buy rentals also in other markets, but my fix and flip and wholesaling was primarily in the Bay Area. And then over the last year and a half, specifically in San Francisco.
So I'm very interested in this, right? So first of all, you probably met Spencer Shadrack, our good buddy, one of my clients as well, which I'm going to have on the show here as well. But like you probably met him during that time you were investing in Memphis. Yeah, is that accurate?
It's a cool story. Again, I used to invest with... not with Spencer, with the company that Spencer worked for. And this is how we met and actually introduced him to wholesaling.
Okay.
And we actually did few deals together.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. He speaks very highly of you. And like I said, we'll have him on the show. You guys are going to love Spencer. Awesome person. But okay. So here's the interesting thought with this, right? So you take a market like San Francisco, which you're very much operating in right now. And we all probably know just in the state that it's in, it's a little bit of a different monster than marketing in a Midwest market like Memphis or Little Rock, and even down to New Orleans. Like those are all probably, you know, Little Rock and Memphis, my assumption is very similar, but New Orleans, I mean, you're talking a little bit different as well, but that's a really drastic difference from Memphis to San Francisco. So what is the differences in the marketing that you're doing? Like, is it harder to market in San Francisco as much as it was in Memphis? Because Memphis is a hotbed too. I mean, like, what are the differences that you see in your marketing efforts between those two types of markets?
Yeah, again, very different markets. So San Francisco, the median price point for a single family home, it's $1.6 million. Entry-level home. So just to, again, compare to...
I could buy a castle out here.
Exactly. So Memphis, Tennessee, again, it's probably like around $100,000. Mm-hmm. So the sellers out here are different. They are more, usually they're more educated. Generally speaking, more educated, more sophisticated. They know they sit on gold, that the property, worth $1 million plus. So it's just different conversation. Yeah. They will be, again, when you talk about motivated seller on somebody that has a $1 million home, it's different than motivation that somebody has a rental in Memphis, Tennessee.
What's that motivation difference? It's just because they know that they're sitting on gold?
Yeah, so the concern is less about they need the money. So it's less about financial motivation. It's usually they want a more convenient transaction, more easy to work with without people coming through the property. Sometimes it's capital gain because they purchased the property 20 years ago. So it was worth $200,000. Now it's worth $1.5 million. So wow. How do they work with the capital gain? How they save on taxes? So it just, it's not the typical conversation that we have. Again, it's very similar, but it's different.
That's very interesting. So what kind of conversations are you having with them? I know you said the motivation is different because they're not like needing the money. They want the convenience. So is that adjustment that you made from going from Memphis to San Francisco, is that tough for you to make that adjustment? Or did you see that right off the bat and you're like, I just need to adjust, and you did it? Like, what was that transition like?
The way that I was getting in my mind, I was scared to do deals initially in San Francisco. You know, mm-hmm. I just work a 9-to-5 job, and now they want me to make a cash offer in a $1.5 million property. Yeah. So the mindset for me wasn't there. So I felt that I need to go and play in the minor league in Memphis, kind of get the experience, make mistakes on $50,000 properties, work on my negotiation skills. And then when I was ready, again, at least in my mind, I said, you know what? Now I'm ready to play with the big boys.
Yeah.
In the major league.
Those are some really big boys. That's good. And I appreciate you going to that conversation, because that's something we didn't talk about, but that was that's very interesting to me, because I didn't know that you invested in those Midwest markets. So that's very interesting conversation too. Cause I know, I probably have a lot of listeners here that are in California, but also the Midwest markets. And you know, virtual wholesaling is just a massive thing right now, because, and especially just coming out of this quarantine, the COVID-19 thing, like, people went a lot more virtual and realized that they needed to do that as opposed to the belly-to-belly interaction. And so people are probably exploring markets that are not even in their, you know, states, or even, you know, mm-hmm. maybe they might be on the West Coast, but they want to invest in the East Coast, you know, that kind of thing. So that's always a conversation I like to have with people that have gone to drastically different markets. So I appreciate you opening up on that. So one of the conversations we were going to go into here is, you said that you don't do a lot of direct to seller marketing. So we're talking, you know, postcards, we're talking direct mailers, we're talking cold calling, text blasting, running ads, and that kind of stuff. The typical marketing that you do direct to seller. You do a lot more of just getting deals from actual wholesalers, which I think is a lot more, it's a lot more efficient, and it's a lot more scalable, because you don't have to, basically, instead of spending money on marketing, you're just giving your wholesaler a little bit of a higher fee to bring you the deal instead of you spending money on marketing. So what tactics are you going after when you're getting these wholesalers to bring you deals? Because this is not, like, you might think this is not marketing. It totally is marketing, because it's bringing you leads. It's bringing you leads if you can do deals with wholesalers. So first of all, how do you approach that with your wholesalers? And then how do you get them to actually bring you deals and do it consistently?
Got it. So it's two sources of leads. It's real estate agents and wholesalers. So I think mainly it's because I don't need a lot of leads, right? Yeah. So I'm in a market that, again, last year we've done only 5 deals.
Yeah.
So I don't need a lot of leads to hit my income goals, because I'm dealing with high spread deals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I don't need to have a marketing machine that will pump me leads every day and go to multiple appointments. I just need to have handful of leads and be, again, once I see something, again, it's like a lion, like a shark, to go after it. And execution is the key in high-end market. Mm-hmm. So to make sure that you can execute on a good deal. And this is where I add value, I think, to wholesalers and agents, because they want to work with qualified buyers, to people who can perform in the $1.5 million price point, because it's different than a $50,000 deals in Memphis, yeah, or $100,000. So the content that I put out there is me actually doing deals, going to the projects, looking that, again, I'm doing a rehab. I'm meeting with agents, I'm meeting with contractors. They see, again, the works being done, the transformation. And this is, again, a lot of wholesalers see that on my social media and says, okay, if I have a lead, I'm going to bring it to Haim because Haim can close. And the same thing I do with agents is kind of position myself. Listen, you don't need to do open house. You don't need to do a lot of marketing. If you want to close and get your easiest commission check in your life, just give me a call when you have a pocket listing, especially when it's a property that it's not presentable. It's, again, maybe it's stinky, maybe it's a hoarder home, and you don't want to meet sellers there and do open house. So just bring me as the investors for one time. I'm going to look at the property, make you an offer, and I can close in 7 days. So you're going to get your easiest commission check in your life. So this is kind of the positioning that I'm putting out there, is authority, credibility, and show them that I can close.
Yes. Okay. So what he just wrapped up with, that last sentence, that's exactly what's going on. He's building credibility and authority inside of his market, which tells people, because, I mean, what's the worst thing in the world for a wholesaler that has a deal looking to sell it to somebody is when they fall out because they don't have proper funding, or they just, you know, they're not a serious buyer. They're just going to lock down the property or whatever. Like, that's a really big deal for wholesalers because they need that volume to get their paydays, right? And so if they come to somebody like you and they bring you a deal knowing that you're serious, you are a very serious buyer because you have a track record, you have a portfolio, it's out there. Like, you put the content out there showing people, I am doing deals, so bring me deals. Then you're building authority and credibility so that, and especially, I think something that we might talk about too is building that relationship with those realtors and the wholesalers, because if you screw them once, they're never going to bring you a deal. And you know, screwing somebody over, that's bad PR, which PR is in the realm of marketing as well. And so this is why we're talking about this. I like having this conversation because a lot of people, you know, they may not be in the boat where they're wanting to do 300 deals a year, and they have to do, you know, they have to spend 10 grand a month on marketing in order to bring that amount of that volume of leads in to close those, that many deals. They may want the lifestyle that you have, which is doing under 10 deals a year, but just, you know, low volume of deals, but high volume of revenue. Mm-hmm. And marketing this way is super efficient. It works for Haim. And this is a conversation that you might need to have with yourself, is like, maybe in addition to doing the cold calling, the text blasting, the direct mail, you do this as well. So let's talk about the relationships that you're building with them, because that's important. That's marketing. You know, you're marketing yourself to these wholesalers and these realtors. Like, what kind of conversations are you having with both of these groups of people in order to build that credibility with them? And they say, you know, when they do get a pocket listing, they're like, the first person I'm calling is Haim. Like, what are you doing?
So it's interesting. So two things. First of all, sometimes because I post on social media and on my story, they feel that they know me, even though if we never had a conversation.
Yeah.
So they know what I stand for, that I travel a lot, that I'm doing deals, I'm telling my stories, I'm showing family pictures. So in their mind, they know me subconsciously, even though we've never spoke or built a relationship. So, and sometimes out of the blue, people will tell them, listen, again, I love what you do. I just found a deal. We've never spoke before, but I feel like I know you and I want to work with you.
That's good.
So great, you know, so so this is one thing, but obviously I want people to know me. That's why I'm going on podcasts. A lot of times, again, I met to a wholesalers that saw me on one of the podcasts and told me, listen, I know you, again, I can't believe you're here. Again, you treat me like a VIP almost. And I just was on a podcast. And that's instantly created credibility for me because I was a guest on a podcast. So once I meet with them, it's basically a lot of time. It's a newer people who just got in the business that have a deal. So I'm coming from more of a perspective of a mentor to help them. And if the deals doesn't make sense, I tell them, listen, this is where I'm coming from. This is how I run my numbers. Just so you know, just put it in perspective when you pitch your deals to others. Again, maybe the deal doesn't work for me, and this is why. And we're having a conversation as opposed to, I'm going to give you $1 million for this property, take it or leave it. You know, so it's kind of walking them through the logic of where we're coming and analyzing a deal. And if the deal makes sense, I help them. So obviously there is the reciprocity aspect.
Yeah,
I help them, so they want to help me and doing the deals with me. And if not, I help them, and the next time they have a deal, they're gonna remember that it was a positive conversation, and they will keep me in mind and will pitch me the deal first.
Yeah, so I love this a lot, and I've heard a lot of really talented real estate investors do this. So basically, what he's doing, and just to recap and put it in perspective, is that, you know, on the outside, it might look like Haim is mentoring these, you know, these people to bring him deals, which, yes, on the outside, yes. But on the inside, the actuality is that he's training them how to bring him deals and bring him deals that he's not going to have to, you know, spend, he's not going to have to reject, you know, 20 deals in a day because they brought him a bunch of crap deals, right? Like, they know that Haim wants this criteria and this criteria and this criteria. And if they don't, if that criteria is not met, they're not bringing Haim the deal because they know, because Haim trained him to bring him that kind of criteria in the deals. And so I think I love that strategy because it's super efficient, but you're also building rapport with these people so that when they do, let's just say, for instance, one of your wholesalers just decides, like, I want to drop $20,000 a month on my marketing. And in San Francisco, it might be more, it might be double that or whatever makes sense. But they want to drop that much money on there. And maybe all the deals that they get fit Haim's criteria. And Haim doesn't have to build a relationship with any other wholesaler but one, because they brought him all the deals that he wanted for the year. So that's like, that's the positioning that he's creating here.
Yeah. And even again, just to another tip, I bring them to my projects. Again, if the deal doesn't make sense, I tell them, listen, again, why don't you come and visit me in one of my projects so I can show you, again, I can share with you the numbers of what we bought it at and what we are doing with the property to make sure it makes sense for you. And this is, again, I'm just building credibility. He sees that I'm actually an investor. And this way, again, he will pitch me the deals and we'll build a relationship. We have another time to meet and discuss. And again, it's a good tip. And another tip is that sometimes I tell them, listen, next time, even before you lock something under contract, I'm happy to help you to negotiate and show you the numbers that it makes sense for you. So when you make the offer, again, you're going to build your profit, your fee, that will make sense with my numbers. And this way, again, it's going to be a win-win situation. You'll know that I'm going to close, and I'm kind of leveraging his marketing effort and hustle. He's leveraging my experience and the analysis of the deal, and we make it a win-win.
So think of it this way, guys. A lot of businesses, you know, they have 3 or 4 acquisitions, agents or employees, whatever you want to call them, right? So they have 3 or 4 acquisitions people on their team. And they got to pay like employee taxes. They've got to, you know, pay them PTO time. Like they got to, you know, if they get sick, you know, that kind of stuff. Like that's what you have to mess with. As opposed to what Haim's doing is he's just building a team of outside bird dogs that if they bring him a deal, it's just 1099-ing them. He's not going to have to worry about all this other crap that comes with employees. Like he's just building a team of bird dogs that are bringing him deals. And the reason why this is important is because, you know, you might be in a position where you have a team of that many people, but also build bird dogs because you're going to create some competition there within it so that your acquisitions team is going to be like, oh crap, these bird dogs are bringing more deals than we are. So we got to step it up and vice versa. And so like the reason why this is marketing though, is because like Haim is marketing himself to these people by building relationships with them. And that's essentially marketing in a nutshell, could be like defined as building relationships with your target audience and Haim's target audience. Whereas you, it might be sellers, him, it's wholesalers and realtors.
Yeah.
And so that's in a definition what marketing is. So there's obviously many, many different directions you could take that, but that's in a nutshell what it is. So putting in that in perspective, instead of hiring employees to be on your team, this might be a good alternative if you don't want to deal with that, is to just have a team of bird dogs built up and all you're doing is playing PR role and building public relations with them, which is inside of marketing. So
and educating them, right? So yeah. The value that I bring to them is the education, because a lot of people tell me, listen, I want to work with you, but they don't have money to pay me for coaching or something like that. So I says, you know what? You can drive for dollars for me. And this is the zip code that I work in. And I basically give them a training of how to generate leads. If they want, I can give them resources of how to negotiate. And I just tell this guy, again, I buy in this neighborhood. So I give them a few zip codes. And this guy, I'm going to tell him another zip code. And I tell him, whenever you have a lead, I'm happy to work with you and kind of guide you through the process.
Friggin' sweet. That's awesome. I love that. So like you guys, this is a great alternative to what you might be doing, or just a supplement to what you're doing already. So, man, well, we got to get you back on the show. We're already done. we already spent our time, but I guess the last thing that I want to cap this off with is, we had set up for another conversation we were going to go into, but maybe we just have you back on the show for a separate conversation for that.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that.
So you talked about the content. This is not me trying to plug what we're doing for you, but the content that you're putting out, you mentioned, you skimmed over it a couple times, that is what's building a lot of the credibility and the authority. So let's talk about that for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Like, what are you making sure that goes out on your social platforms in order to build that credibility and authority, so that when a new wholesaler does discover you, they're like kind of looking through your portfolio of content and saying, oh, this guy's serious. He knows what he's doing. So like, what are you focusing on in your content in order to, you know, create that authority in your market?
So the strategy is, again, if somebody decide to scale their direct mail, they're just throwing more money into the direct mail. So for me, I'm scaling my authority and my exposure by paying, again, Josh and his team to kind of magnify it and put more to the fire, so I can be out there on social media and even create more authority and credibility. And in turn, it will generate more leads for other wholesalers or other realtors. And this is the strategy, kind of to put more content out there so people can see that I'm a real investor. And hopefully it will attract other people that would want to work with me, whether they are wholesalers, maybe people who wants to co-invest with me, or other realtor, and hopefully I will attract the right people based on the content that I put out there.
Yeah. And that's a good point too, because you're filtering, like, people are going to see in the content if this is somebody that they're going to jive with or not, right? Like you know, like if somebody, like for instance, for me, I get very turned off when I see, you know, flashy cars and suits and gold watches and stuff like that. So if I come across somebody like that on social media, I'm automatically turned off, and I have to meet the person in order to like see if they're actually gonna be cool or not. But that's a good deterrent. Like that's a truth in that, is that people seeing your content are gonna relate to that, and it automatically builds that credibility with them. So this is what I'm telling you guys, is like, you know, if you're an active investor, like you don't just have to put marketing out and content out directly to your sellers, which that should be your primary source if you're marketing directly to sellers. But you could do what Haim's doing and reverse that to where you're almost reverse wholesaling with these people, where they're going out and hunting for deals for you. And you're just sitting back, just like, okay, when you bring me a deal, I'll cut you a check. We'll make a deal and that's it. I don't got to spend money on marketing. So this is a great alternative for that. I keep saying that, but this is why I tell people, like, keep putting content out there when you're at a property, like film your walkthrough so that people can see that you're serious and you're actually doing deals. And then you might have some wholesalers that bring you deals because they see that you're doing deals. So that's a great way to do it. So Haim, I'm going to have to wrap this up, man. Is there anything you want to leave us with? I do want to make sure that people connect with you, and maybe the best way to connect with you, whether it's email, Facebook, or whatever. And obviously, guys, like I said, everything's going to be linked in the description below. But Haim, what's the best way for somebody to reach out to you if they have questions, they want to connect with you, maybe get you on a podcast or whatever?
Yeah, I think that my Facebook is the platform that I'm most active on. So it's Haim Aman Palman is my personal profile. and my Facebook page is The Virtual Wholesaler Guy page. So you can just send me a message. I would love to connect. And I think the tip that I want to leave with is just pay attention what you post on social media. In this day and age, both sellers, wholesalers, others, they're just looking at the page of what you post. If you don't have a profile pictures, again, I don't accept a request from somebody with no picture because I don't know who they are, what they do, if it's them. If it's not positive posts or something that I again inspire me, if it's just negative on how bad the world is, the coronavirus, how many deaths, how many riots, how many. So I don't want to connect with people that just puts negative energy to the world. So I think, again, and that's what attract the right people that you want to work with. The sellers, again, if you are a buyer or wholesalers, once you give them their name, the main things that they're going to do, they're going to research you. They're going to Google you and see or what do you put in the world. So if it's all negative stuff, it's one thing. But if they see that you're going to appointments, buy houses, meeting with contractors, being on a podcast, it will build you an instant credibility before they pick up the phone and call you. They will get an idea of who you are and what you stand for.
100%. That's a great tip to leave with. And we're going to end it at that. Chaim, thanks so much for being on the show, man. I appreciate you taking the time to be here. I know we went a little bit over time of what I told you, but hopefully that's okay. We went in Absolutely. Some great conversations. So thanks for being on the show. And thanks for being a client of Color Media. We love you. We love everything that we're doing for you. And hopefully you feel the same way about it. And we'll make sure that we get everything linked in the description, guys, below. So everything that you mentioned, make sure you click on that, go follow him on all the social accounts and reach out to him if you have any questions. So Chaim, thanks for being on the show, man. We'll have you back again soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening into the REI Marketing Weekly. Again, subscribe to the show if you haven't already. If you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review with your feedback. Much appreciate that. And then also make sure you are checking out REI.video, a platform where you could go to this website, film your own video content, whether it's with your cell phone, camera, Zoom, whatever. You submit the video, the raw footage, you tell us, you fill out a little short order form, tell us exactly what you want done in the video. You get it returned in 48 hours, unlimited revisions. So you're going to get the exact video you're looking for. Use coupon code FIRSTVID at checkout. You're going to get 50% off your first video. Again, REI.video, just type that in the web browser and you'll be hooked into that. A lot of great feedback from people using that. So make sure you check it out. Thank you so much for joining in today and we'll catch you guys on the next one. See you later.